Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Interesting that the interesting comments made by Ambassador Mike Huckabee. This week he stated that Israel will decide for itself how to bring back the hostages and defeat Hamas. That's a strong gesture of U.S. support, but also perhaps a recognition that Israel faces a complex choice. We're joined by Dr. Zev Kanin from the Department of Political Studies, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about this. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. What do you make of this statement?
Good morning. Hello to you and to all your listeners. My understanding of the situation is the following. It's interesting. Normally, we have also in the first round of presidential activities of Mr. Trump and the second, we have one and the same phenomenon. American ambassador is more... let me put it this way, pro-Israeli is more radical Israeli than anybody else in the American officials. So from one hand, we hear a current American ambassador that Mr. Huckabee, that Israel will have all the resources and all the times, imaginable time in the world for its disposal in order to reach two major tasks. To trample Hamas and return hostages. At the same time, Mr. Trump, at least giving in the interview last night, as far as I understand, of yesterday morning American time, he said that the United States is standing on the side of Israel, no doubt of it. On the other hand, Israel is losing the information war. The situation is much worse for Israel in information networks than it used to be 15 years ago, as American president put it. So Israel doesn't have all the time or long time in order to solve the issue. At the same, however, Donald Trump says that it's on Israel how to solve the problem, to return hostages or to destroy Hamas, to do it both, or to choose one of their options, to go a long diplomatic solution, or just to rely on the military force. 2 days ago, at least it was published in Israeli media, there was an Israeli military cabinet meeting and the discussion that means the approaches. There is a difference between approaches of certain factions of Israeli political and military establishment. According to the army and some of the ministers, we need to go for a parallel, like a diplomatic solution. And this model of the previous model of returning hostages step by step. But some time ago, he said, no, we are not going to take it, but just we'd have to bring all of them in one portion. What does it mean? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just to finish the phrase. Yes, your question.
Right. No, I just wonder if it's a way in some way of the U.S. saying, look, we've tried to solve this. We can't solve this. We want to distance ourselves a little bit from this. You guys deal with your problems.
Well, the story is the following. On one hand, we have American oversight. On the other hand, all these words that we hear from the White House means, okay, show them who is their, you know, who is the force here in the Middle East and who is right in this conflict in the Middle East. But do it by yourself. We will help you diplomatically. We will provide armament to you or support financially if you need. But that's upon you, how you will do it and what you will do. And this is, at this point, this is not enough. Concerning their propaganda, all this around us, concerning the situation which Israel now found itself. If you will have a look at the domestic situation, for example, follow the public, as I believe you do, like public opinion about this story, between 70 and 80% of Israeli public constantly say that we need to bring all the hostages home and with that to finish the war. And that's exactly the same as Donald Trump said yesterday. Which means that majority of international community, Israeli public, as well as Israeli American administration, is in favor of stopping the fighting. It will bring a difficult domestic political problem for Israeli government. End of the war means elections, early elections, and inquiry commission for the events of the 7th of October 2020. So the guys are in a not easy situation. On one hand, they are interested to stay in power. On the other hand, they understand that they don't have carte blanche, neither from Washington nor from the Israeli society. Despite what certain ministers or some propagandists are saying about that in the media and in the social networks. This situation at the moment, I believe that there is a choice. There is no solution like and both. The government has to take a choice, some choice, and I believe that they prefer at the moment to bring some hostages, despite what they are saying publicly.
That is unfortunately all we have time for. Dr. Zev Kanin talking to us about Huckabee's statement, emphasizing the two simultaneous goals. What that means for Israel is an interesting one, and which direction that will take is still yet to be seen, because this fact that they say one thing really doesn't necessarily mean that that is the route that it will go.